Young voters casting ballots for the first time could sway elections in key states like Nevada and Georgia in November. That is, if they show up to vote in the midterms. New research shows there's still a lag in voter registration among 18 and 19-year-olds in many states. Christina Sinsun Ramirez is executive director of Next Gen America, one of the biggest youth vote mobilizing organizations in the country. Christina, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here with you.
And we're glad to have you. Now, there are some new numbers on young voter registration out from Tufts University. And we'll start with the good news. And that is that as of this month, at least 18 states have more young people registered to vote than they did in November of 2018 in the last midterm cycle. What does that tell you about what voter participation might look like in November among people who are in the 18 to 24 age range?
Well, we've seen across the country a surge in voter registration by young people, especially young women, post the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe. And so we're expecting high turnout from this really critical voting bloc, including Gen Z and millennials, now make up the largest generational voting bloc in the country.
Was there anything else that's getting people interested in the elections?
Well, many young people care about economic justice issues, racial justice, and of course also climate change. Young voters tend to be overwhelmingly progressive, and so they're really going out and voting more than anything on policy change. And they also see that their vote is not just against the Republican Party, but really for a future vision of the country that is more inclusive, more fair, and going to tackle the big issues that their generation faces.
There was some bad news, if you want to put it that way. Tufts also found that many states are actually falling behind getting 18 and 19-year-olds signed up to vote. These are, of course, people who might be voting for the very first time. Why do these youngest voters appear to be less engaged?
Well, we've seen an underinvestment to reach these voters by local county officials and also state governments, oftentimes making it more difficult to register and engage in the voting process. And we especially see this in states where young people are very diverse and an older population that looks very different from them. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that young people know how to vote, but there needs to be a lot more done at the local and state level to make sure young people are able to vote. And it's just not being done at the scale that it needs to be done.
You know, one of the ways you are doing that, I understand, is that you're reaching out to young voters through social media, which makes a lot of sense. This is a campaign called Hot Girls Vote. I want to listen to some of the posts from two of the influencers that you've partnered with.
Did you know that 70 million of you just became eligible to vote?
That's hot.
That makes 18 to 35-year-olds the largest eligible voting group in the country.
Are you a hot, hot girl? Let me rephrase that. Are you somebody whose family and friends are registered to vote? Because hot girls make sure that their friends and family are registered to vote.
All right. So I'm wondering, do these videos work? Do they get people out?
Yeah. You know, we organize anywhere and everywhere young people are on. And of course, many young people are online. So we send millions of texts, phone calls. We also organize on dating apps. You know, there's even been some real life dates that have come out of our online dating app organizing. But it's just that creative way of organizing young people. Yes, we are out in the field, in their communities, on college campuses, but we're also sneaking into their DMs. And again, talking about the sexiest thing there is, there's nothing hotter than someone that's going to save democracy, in our opinion.
It may be sexy to save democracy, but as I'm sure you know, traditionally, young people have been tough to get out to the polls. We see a survey from Harvard as well this year that says a lot of young voters don't believe that their vote can make a difference. So how do you close that gap? You go from registering people to actually getting them out on election day.
You know, last election was the largest youth voter turnout in American history, and we are so proud that at NextGen we helped mobilize 1 in 9 of those young people that turned out. And we've learned that it's important with young people to honor their pain and what they're up against, but also talk to them about their power. So many times people try and reach young people and not talk to them about the power they have to make change. And I personally believe we would not have the largest investment by any country and in this nation's history to tackle climate change had it not been for young people. And you heard that from legislator after legislator after the Inflation Reduction Act was passed, that it took young people pushing them to do it. We would not have historic gun safety legislation were not for young people, and Joe Biden would not be president were it not for young people. And I think Democrats are starting to have a real reckoning that they need the power of young people to win, and that their policies have to match the need and speak to the pain of young people.
Christina Sensoon Ramirez is Executive Director of Next Gen America. Christina, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.